The Education Review Office admits its communication with the Ministry of Education could be improved after revealing it was unaware Ruru Specialist School was under investigation over the use of a seclusion room. Now, a 9-year-old autistic boy was restrained and transported by van to the seclusion room in 2011 without his parents' knowledge. It was 3 years before his parents found out, and they withdrew their son from the school in December 2014. They also went to the police. They've gone to the ministry. The parents later complained and also contacted the Education Minister with their concerns after learning a preliminary 2015 ERO report gave a glowing review of the school while making no mention of either the ministry or police investigations into the use of this seclusion room. Why wasn't that mentioned? Yesterday, the Minister of Education, Hekia Parata, revealed 8 separate special education schools had been identified as using seclusion rooms. We invited the Minister on the program tonight to discuss this. She declined. But a few minutes ago, I spoke with the Education Review Office CEO, Iona Holstead. I asked her how many special education school ERO reports have identified the use of seclusion rooms.
It might be useful for you to know what we do, what our process is. Right. We look at documents, we do interviews, and we do observations. And where we find anything that is actually harmful or risky for to child safety, we would either be raising that directly with the board, or we would be reporting it, or we might report it to the ministry. So our interest is actually in child safety and well-being. The existence or otherwise of a room per se is not a focus of our reviews. But child safety most definitely is.
Okay. So...
so for every board is asked to, at the commencement of a review, to attest to certain things, including that they have policies and practices that ensure the emotional safety of students and the physical safety of students, along with other things. And those are things that we don't, we always follow up on. So of all of the things that we ask a board to attest to, that is, they are 2 out of 6 areas that we check on in every single review.
So you would rely on the school to be upfront with you, for example, if the seclusion room was controversial, had been objected to by parents, had been complained about, you would expect the school to tell you that, right?
We would expect the school to tell us that. It might be a difficult for them thing to do, but yes, we do. It is a high trust model. These are self-managing schools, as you know.
Absolutely.
So
can we look at how the hard trust model worked with Ruru Special School in Invercargill? So you, ERO, went to Ruru Special School in Invercargill in mid-2015?
I just want to be very clear about Ruru School. We did start a review there, and then we learnt from the Ministry of Education that there had been a complaint. And one of the things that this series of stories has thrown up is that the Ministry and we need to have better information sharing.
Absolutely, and doesn't this speak to precisely what we were discussing a minute ago? You learned it from the ministry, but not from the school. If you have ERO staff in Ruru, you are doing a review, there is a seclusion room there that has been complained about to the police and to the ministry, and you don't learn that about that from the school, but only from the ministry subsequently, something's wrong, isn't it?
Well, we raised it with the board at the time, and I can say that, bearing in mind that the complaint, as I understand there, which of course is the subject of a police investigation, so I can't comment on that.
Although, boy, that police investigation has been going on since Adam was a child.
The complaint was, as I understand it, happened in 2014.
Exactly. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, Iona, but, you know, this seems to preclude everyone from talking about this case. It's been going for almost 2 years. There are murder investigations. This is not ERO's fault, but there are murder investigations that have taken less time than what's going on at Ruru School.
That's not something I can comment on.
Can you comment on our work. Sorry. And you can't, and absolutely ERO doesn't control that. Can you comment on the fact that the teachers are refusing to participate in the police investigation?
I can't comment on that.
Right.
And I don't intend to. What I can tell you is that in 2016, when we did a review of Ruru School, there was no evidence of any seclusion room.
No, it had been closed by then. In fact, the door had been removed, hadn't it?
Correct.
So when there was a seclusion room, when it was contentious, when people were complaining to the ministry and to the police, I'm just a bit confused about why ERO, the Education Review Office, hadn't been told about that by the school. And doesn't that speak to a lack of full transparency and disclosure in this situation?
Well, you'd have to talk to them about that. I would actually suggest that it's not quite as Machiavellian as you've put it. I think it's
I'm not
more
suggesting it's Machiavellian.
Can I just finish?
I'm confused. I'm really confused.
Can I
absolutely
finish? So a serious complaint was received in 2014. There was a Ministry of Education investigation into that. The school had received the report from the Ministry of Education, and it was commenting on it at the same time as our review commenced. So they had all, from the board's perspective, I expect that they felt that they had already addressed the issues. And in fact, the ministry and the board has continued to work together on this. Those issues have been addressed. So I guess in the mind of the board, they were somewhere else by the time we were there. So I don't really want to do a public performance appraisal of the board, because I think these people were trying to do the right thing, actually, in terms of responding to the critical report that the ministry had provided.
It was critical, wasn't it? And the room was described as dark and grimy and an unpleasant place, and autistic children, some of whom were nonverbal, I think. Look, I'm going to retract that and say autistic children were being put in this room. Now, there is no mention of that in the ERO unconfirmed report I have from 2015, and I just wonder why not.
Because we didn't know.
You'd been to the school. There was,
it had already gone by then.
There was a Ministry of Education report about this room. There was a complaint to the police. There was a complaint to the ministry. It had been described as dark and grimy, and you didn't know.
It wasn't there.
But it had been there during the period you were reviewing. It had been there. And you are there to review the emotional safety of the children. Isn't this material? I'm not having a go at you, but I am surprised you didn't know.
Well, I will repeat, we should have known that there was a complaint, absolutely. And we would have acted on that, with that knowledge. We wouldn't have acted on the complaint, but we would have had that as part of our understanding of what had happened in the past. No question about that. Accept that fully.
You should have known.
Yes. Yes, we should have. We need an information. We need to... The ministry in particular is undertaking an investigation, then they will in future be telling us that.
They will in future. So there is a protocol. You've had this conversation with the ministry.
Yes, absolutely.
And so this won't happen again. If there are similar circumstances, police complaint, ministry investigation, words like dark, grimy and unpleasant being used to describe the school you are reviewing, you will know that in the future.
Well, it doesn't require all of those things at all. If the ministry is undertaking any investigation, they will advise us.
Will you review now your own ERO report review of Ruru School to include the information that there has been a complaint to the police, that there has been a ministry report, that there was a room that was dark, grimy and unpleasant that autistic children were being put in?
No. We will not be reviewing Ruru School in that way.
Why not?
There is what we have reported what we found.
It's Iona Halsted, the CEO of ERO.